I've heard it's even hard to get in than med school.
Oh yeah, that's a trick, I think, they really, you know, the American Medical Association, doctors on that cat, they want to keep us cast on them. I really believe that. And the public's coming to good for these kind of things, you know. You know, we're a victim of organized groups in this country, when you get right down to it, you know.
Yeah.
And that's one of the big ones right there, the medical people, you know. I got a good friend, I think, Stu and all around here, you know, and my wife, but like I said, has been hygiene, it's been up for years. They take less than a nickel worth of stuff to fill your tooth, you know. And it takes him, if he would do it, he could grind out and fill four just about as fast as he could one, you know. But they don't do it because it looks kind of bad to get up there and say $50 for 5 minutes, so they're not going to do it. They charge you $12, and maybe it's more now, but the last time went. $12 for something now that actually worth, $3 would be a big price. Kind of time it takes and everything else, but still it's 12. And they get together with the prices, you know, and all of them charge is 12, so I'm going to need to go to the next one, you're going to pay that same thing in, you know.
Yeah.
And,
another thing, too, is, you know, they have to go through 4 years of school.
That's right.
For them to make up the tuition that they pay, you know, I think they have to charge prices like that.
Well, it really came as, you know, but they proved beyond a shadow of a doubt to the doctor during his first actual year of practice more than pays for his whole education.
Really?
Absolutely. That's all. I read that here on my mind. Well, we had a doctor, this Dr. Roberts, he left here because of working in the bed. He was making way over $250,000 a year, right here, in a little bit of town like this town. You can imagine what they're doing in a big town.
Yeah.
And no reason in the world for in 5 or 6 years, he shouldn't be a millionaire, you know, because they don't have that expense, you know.
Well, then again, the competition isn't that different town.
No. Yeah. They're no hands for medical, you know. You can't see a doctor
nowhere.
They got it. Well, that's sold up.
Yeah. But I mean, there's less of a choice of doctors here, you know.
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah. They have about 3 or 4.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Get hard to keep them. And, but that's the reason, though, not the money, it's on the kind of work. You see, they want to go somewhere and specialize, you know. That's what most of them, I thought several of them boys made doctors with me, you know. And this general practice, you know, they're prime on that, so that'll kid you. So you come out there and you know, call practically all hours of night and this, that, and other. Well, that's what this doctor said. But he actually worked, this doctor actually worked Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and Friday. Never on Saturday and Sunday, never on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. The 4 days he worked.
Mm-hmm.
And he made that kind of money, so.
Huh.
You can't find him on that, can you?
No, not at all.
Even if you worked in the back day and night for them 4 days, you wouldn't be set the room on fire.
Yeah, I know there's a doctor up at the motel that comes by, I think every other week or something.
Uh-huh.
He stays in the motel and works over at the hospital.
Yeah.
He doesn't stay here. I think he's from Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And he's traveled in here.
These doctors had, because one of the fellows was raised here that done it, when he was stationed here in the air base in Montgomery Field. And he would come down. Each week, each one of them pitch in, pay him a little something.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd come up and just be on call here at the hospital. You know, for